Now, three major Czech institutions have joined together to launch a unique website called Paměť národa, or Memory of the Nation. It will give the public and scholars access to an archive of personal memories of the 20th century history, including the horrors of the Holocaust and communist persecution. The materials are gathered by individuals, non-profit organizations, and other institutions across Europe, and they are accessible to the general public. Ruth Frankova has more.
The project Memory of the Nation was launched on Tuesday on the occasion of the 90th anniversary of Czechoslovakia. It is a joint project of Czech Radio, the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, and the Postbellum Association, a group of journalists and historians who have been building a collection of personal testimonies since 2001. Its chairman, Mikuláš Krouba, is the initiator of the new website.
We've been looking for media partners, and Czech Radio was very helpful. Since 2006, it has been broadcasting a series of radio documentaries called Příběhy 20. století, Stories of the 20th Century. This may be one of the reasons why the government or the European Affairs Information Department has decided to support us. Their grant helped us to make our dream come true, to publish our collection on the Internet.
Tyto peníze pomohly zrealizovat tento sen.
Postbellum has also been cooperating with the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, an official body dedicated to examining the country's communist past. The Institute has provided access to its archive and supplemented the individual stories with original documents. Pavel Žáček is its director.
For us, it's also very important that we can influence, especially young generation, we can also influence our friends abroad, because they will know that we don't forget what is our national memory. We are at the beginning of that project because our archive is more than 20 kilometers of archive materials, and we still don't know, for example, what is in our archive from the 50s. You know, we know just a small part of our archive about our totalitarian past.
So far, the project has been joined by 15 institutions from the Czech Republic and abroad, and the website currently contains around 1,000 hours of sound. Mikuláš Kroupa again.
There are about 800 testimonies on the website, with photos, unedited interviews, diaries, and archive materials. The general public can access samples of about 200 interviews, and researchers can access everything we've collected over the past 8 years. If everything goes according to plan, we would like to interview about 5,000 witnesses by 2011. We hope that a fund on the European level could eventually be established to support national coordinators of this project and further work.
The website memoryofnation.eu will feature information in 8 different languages, with annotations and samples of interviews also available in English.
Ruth Frankova there. Now, Czech designer Jan Štvrtek